Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump begins Tuesday. The House impeached him on one article that he incited his supporters to attack the Capitol January 6th in an effort to disrupt the official certification of electoral votes that Joe Biden won the presidency. Some Republicans say he shouldn't be tried because he's no longer president. Democrat Chris Murphy doesn't buy that argument.
I don't think our job ends just because the president has left office, in part because impeachment comes not only with a provision to remove an official from office, but to disqualify them for future office. So there is still a consequence to President Trump if convicted.
He was interviewed on Fox News Sunday. On the same show, Republican Rand Paul of Kentucky mounted a First Amendment defense.
But I think if we're going to criminalize speech and somehow impeach everybody who says, oh, go fight to hear your voices heard, I mean, really, we ought to impeach Chuck Schumer then.
He's referring to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and his criticisms of Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. A new study finds a more contagious variant of the coronavirus that emerged in Britain is spreading rapidly in the United States. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Researchers found that the variant that emerged in the UK has spread to at least 30 states and is doubling roughly every 10 days. At this rate, they say it will become the dominant coronavirus strain in the US by March. The study's authors say the variant's transmission rate is roughly 40% higher than more common varieties of the coronavirus, and that its growth is following the same trajectory in the U.S. as it has in other countries. The variant has been blamed for a spike in new cases and deaths in Portugal, Ireland, and elsewhere. The study found that the variant is spreading especially quickly in Florida, suggesting that a new surge of cases could emerge there before the rest of the country. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Quarterback Tom Brady and his Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl champions. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs in Tampa tonight, 31-9. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Kansas City was a slight favorite going into the game, so it's a surprise Tampa Bay won. It's a shock the Buccaneers dominated a Chiefs team that's been a cut above the rest of the NFL the last few years. Tom Brady deservedly will get the attention for another Super Bowl trophy. He threw three touchdown passes and ran the Tampa Bay offense masterfully. But the Bucs' defense decided this game, shutting down previously unstoppable quarterback Patrick Mahomes and his many offensive weapons. Mahomes' usual mobility was limited by a toe injury, and the offensive line that protects him was missing two starters. The Bucs' defense took full advantage and put Mahomes under constant pressure. It was his first double-digit loss in the NFL and Tampa Bay's second Super Bowl title. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. A search continues in northern India for at least 125 people missing after part of a glacier broke off in the Himalayas this morning. Officials say at least seven people are confirmed dead. Minnesota National Guard soldiers are preparing for possible civil unrest ahead of the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
State and city leaders hope to avoid a repeat of the rioting last May that left hundreds of businesses damaged or destroyed in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Governor Tim Walz, a Democrat, says guard members will be, quote, visible and available as needed to ensure public safety and allow for peaceful demonstrations. Derek Chauvin, who was seen on video pressing his knee into George Floyd's neck, is set to be tried on second-degree murder and manslaughter charges starting March 8th, though prosecutors hope to delay it. A separate trial scheduled to begin in late August for former officers Tu Tao, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander King, who are charged with aiding and abetting. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
Longtime public servant George Shultz has died. His wife said he died last night at their home in Stanford, California. Shultz held three major cabinet posts in Republican administrations as Labor Secretary and Treasury Secretary for Richard Nixon and Secretary of State for Ronald Reagan. He spent many years attempting to improve relations with the then Soviet Union and working towards peace in the Middle East. George Shultz was 100 years old. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.